Matuidi scrambled home at third. But in injury time, a penalty for Real Madrid. Who else but Cristiano Ronaldo put away the winning penalty?
Ronaldo's goal in the 97th minute capped a pulsating match at the Santiago Bernabéu on Wednesday night. Real Madrid went into the second leg of their UEFA Champions League quarter-final against Juventus with a 3-0 advantage from the first leg in Turin. But two goals from Mario Mandzukic got the nerves jangling, and they were positively shredded when Blaise Matuidi poked home Juve's third in the second half. It looked to be heading for extra time, but Mehdi Benatti fouled Lucas Vazquez in the penalty area, and Ronaldo did the rest. That was the 11th consecutive time that Ronaldo had scored in a Champions League match. It was a pressure strike too. Madrid midfielder Toni Kroos.
Yeah, of course, we expect a difficult match. That's normal. Of course, we not expected that we're minute 60, we are behind three goals. And I think at this point we didn't deserve this result because we had a lot of opportunities first half to equalize the game, but we didn't, and that makes it difficult. And Juve had some good chances. They scored. They were a little bit more effective than our team, and that makes it difficult, of course.
But when you have Cristiano Ronaldo in your ranks, life does become easier. Last week in Turin, he scored a wonder goal, an overhead bicycle kick to give Madrid a 2-0 lead. Less than a week later, he was the match winner, ripping off his shirt to reveal a highly toned torso. Madrid manager Zinedine Zidane.
Si hay penalti, hay penalti. Ya está.
If it was a penalty... It was a penalty, and that's that. We'll not talk about it. We passed it through. We're in the semi-finals and happy about it. If you want to talk about the match, there was a penalty. Juventus played a very good match, and we weren't very good. But we believed until the end, and I think that over the two matches, we deserve to go through to the semi-finals of the competition.
Zidane's only one of seven men to have won the Champions League as a player and as a coach. He lifted the trophy in 2002 when he was part of Real Madrid's all-star cast. He then coached Madrid to the title in 2016 and 2017. The 2018 trophy is Madrid's only chance of silverware this season. And in the draw for the semi-final later on Friday, they could face Roma, Liverpool or Bayern Munich. Bayern moved into the last four a few days after wrapping up their sixth consecutive Bundesliga crown. Bayern last reached the semi-finals in the Champions League in 2016. Their progress to the latter stages of this season's competition and the Bundesliga crown are a far cry from the chaos that surrounded the club back in September when they lost 3-0 in the group stages to Paris Saint-Germain. Soon after that debacle, Carlo Ancelotti was sacked as coach and Jupp Heynckes came out of retirement to take over. Fast forward 7 months and it seems like old times. The Bundesliga has been secured and Bayern have the German Cup and the Champions League to play for. If they win all three, it will be sumptuous symmetry. Heynckes won the treble in 2013 just before he headed for his retirement home in the hills. Not so long ago, such was the dominance of Manchester City that there was talk of them winning the three domestic trophies in England, as well as the Champions League. They beat Arsenal in February to claim the League Cup, but a shock loss to third division Wigan Athletic in the FA Cup ended the idea of a historic haul. City are 13 points clear with 6 games to go in the Premier League, so they look good for that. But their Champions League hopes went up in smoke on Tuesday night. They lost 2-1 at home to Liverpool, following a 3-0 defeat at Anfield in the first leg. City boss Pep Guardiola was furious with the referee Antonio Mateo for wrongly ruling out a goal that would have made it 2-0 to City.
Why is it different to go 1-0 in half-time 2-0? It's different when the first goal in Anfield is offside from Salah is offside. This kind of games, this kind of competitions, the impact is so big. So the goal from Gabriel Jesus in Anfield is goal. It's not offside from the pass to David to Leroy. It's a penalty from Raja Sterling, from Robertson in front of the fourth official. So, of course, that is influenced a lot of competitions. First of all, I would say big congratulations for Liverpool for go through. Hopefully can defend the English football in semi-finals. They are a top team, top manager. So I would say they deserve to be in the final. But we make an outstanding 45 minutes, real good. But in that competition, like last season, no, with a Monaco 1-1, Aguero goes 1 against 1, double keeper. And it's clear penalty, the same referee, and happen. This kind of competition, this kind of actions, when the teams are so equal, the impact is so big.
So here's the thing that perhaps the big spending executives at Paris Saint-Germain should consider. You can dish out hundreds of millions of euros building a team to win the Champions League, but it all comes down to ricochets and dodgy decisions. In other words, luck. The Champions League is clearly something that defies the norms of footballing logic.
He done it! The greatest night in the history of Chelsea Football Club! European champions! They've beaten Bayern in their own backyard! They found the Holy Grail after adventure fraught with danger! And Drogba may never play for Chelsea!
When Chelsea beat Bayern Munich on penalties in 2012, the West London club had finished sixth in the English Premier League, while the Germans were second in their championship behind Borussia Dortmund. 6 years ago, Jürgen Klopp was Dortmund's boss. Now he's at Liverpool and flying high, having beaten Guardiola's side three times since January.
Over two legs. Over two games, I really think we are deserved in next round. We scored 5 goals against Man City. We conceded 1. That's absolutely these numbers are usually not possible. And the boys did it, so I'm happy.
Klopp's side will feature in the last four for the first time in 10 years. Roma haven't been to this stage of the tournament since it was revamped from the European Cup in 1992. Bayern and Real Madrid are the teams with the pedigree, says Klopp.
I have absolutely no interest in comparing us. So, Bayern, Real Madrid, they win everything in the last 20 years. That's exactly the same time when we pretty much didn't win anything as a club. You will not become a winner overnight. That happens. Coincidence and a little bit of luck. So, we only can develop, and this league is unbelievably strong. This competition is unbelievably strong. You cannot imagine how much intensity you feel before a game like this. Everybody wrote me a message, I will watch the game here, I will watch the game there, I'd have a beer and I've been together with friends, and I would really like to do that as well. Sometimes only to drink a beer and watch a Champions League game. Unfortunately, it's always work. So it's all good, but it's not that you can enjoy it completely, but I don't care who is in, and we are here and we deserved it. I'm really happy about that. And so far, we fought for each opportunity to get it and then to use it so hard, and that's what we will still do. But how is that? The other teams will have probably their targets as well when we meet them in the semis. So I think they are not without ambitions.
If Liverpool's victory over City was a surprise, then Roma's win over Barcelona was a shock. The Catalans claimed the first leg 4-1, and they were expected to ease through to the last four. But they were strangely lacklustre in the second leg and lost 3-0. It finished 4-4 on aggregate, but the Italians advanced on the away goals rule. It's only the third time in Champions League history that a side's overturned a first leg defeat of 3 goals or more. Deportivo La Coruña did it against AC Milan in 2004, and Barcelona came from 4-0 down against Paris Saint-Germain last season. Voila, the Champions League. Try predicting a winner. Well, that's it from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to Benjamin Reyes and Alain Bleu for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.